The things that I'm about to share with you may be troubling for some of you out there. I want to ask you to take a moment to pray for discernment, pray for understanding, pray that the Lord would give you eyes to see and ears to hear. The Bible says that the natural man cannot discern the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned, which means that we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. That means that if you are carnally minded and you refuse to see things of a spiritual nature, there's no way you're going to receive the hidden meaning of the things that God wants you to see. So with that being said, I want to start by saying that we're seeing some very incredibly interesting things take place here in the United States of America and around the world. And just as we're filming this podcast, they've announced that there have been two National Guard members shot in Washington, D.C. and are in critical condition. Now, to me, it's a little alarming that all of a sudden we're seeing all of these National Guard people sent as these rapid response teams all around these major cities in the United States of America. And I get it. We need security. We need policing in the streets. But this seems a whole lot different than what we've seen in the past. Now, at the same time that these two Guard members have been shot, what was the response to that? More National Guard troops have been sent to D.C. Now, this is happening at the same time that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has been a strong advocate for releasing the Epstein files and a strong America First advocate in our government, and she has just came out this week and she said that she is announcing her resignation from the U.S. government, and she also gave a very ominous speech to the American people and to the world. She said that there is no plan to save America, that there is no 5D chess game being played, and we're all just seeing it play out. She said that the political industrial complex of the right wing and the left wing are literally destroying this country. Now, as she gave this message, just this week, the President of the United States signed an executive order to launch the Genesis mission, which is a mission to advance AI in such a way that we've never seen it before, so that AI would lead in discovery. Now, with this Genesis mission, the White House has said that they plan to unleash a new age of accelerated innovation with AI, which means that they want to basically turn over human exploration and innovation to this AI system. And when I saw this, I prayed about it, and in my spirit, I saw he's calling it the Genesis mission. What's the first chapter in the Bible? It is Genesis. And this chapter of the Bible, Genesis, contains the creation, right, of God's creation. But as we see the nature of AI, and we've talked about this in previous podcasts, if you haven't seen these podcasts, I strongly recommend you go back and look at the previous podcasts that I've released, because let me tell you something, I don't speak these things of my own wisdom. I pray and I fast and I ask the Lord to give me knowledge, wisdom, and discernment and understanding so that I can share it and edify all those who would hear. But when we see the fruit that's on the tree of AI, and the direction that it's going and how deceptive it is with all of these videos and these things that we see that confound the mind. How could it do this? Now there's music that's coming out that's some of the most beautiful, well-written songs that I've ever heard, and it doesn't even contain the voice of a human. This system is able to do that with ease. But as we see all of that, we see where Elon Musk came out and literally said that AI is a demon. He said, with AI, we are summoning the demon.
With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
And it's starting to look like that, because the Bible says in Revelation 13, you have to pray for discernment on this. In Revelation chapter 13, it says that the beast created an image, right? A statue They had a statue, and it couldn't speak, it couldn't breathe, but the beast gave power to the image that it would speak and to cause all who would not worship it to die. And we're seeing this life being given to this image, which is behaving in a way that it wants to control all of humanity. You can post on social media, you can say things, and these AI algorithms will filter out your speech. And if they see something or hear something that you say or do, it will flag your video and you will be shadow banned on social media. So as they're calling this new innovative AI acceleration that has had executive orders signed to launch by the federal government, the Bible's first chapter is called Genesis, and it's the creation of the heavens and the earth and of all things, of mankind. But if we have these elite people like Elon Musk telling us that AI is the demon, that we're summoning the demon, what does that sound like that Satan is trying to do here? It's almost like this Genesis mission is his first chapter of the creation of his kingdom, as the Bible says that the beast kingdom will rise. In the book of Daniel, it says that the fourth and final kingdom that is set up upon the earth will be the kingdom of iron and miry clay. And the iron will mingle themselves together with the seed of the miry clay. Well, how close is the relationship with AI and humanity? And what does it take to create AI quantum supercomputers, right? We're seeing this huge push where the Department of Energy is being instructed to build infrastructure to be able to support and maintain this launch of this Genesis mission to accelerate AI to a place we've never seen it before. Now listen, guys, I'm not trying to bring any type of political bias into this. I've left that behind. Look at what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, why she's resigning. She said there's no plan in place to save this country. You need to wake up and understand that the left wing and the right wing are attached to the same bird, and they're telling you that you got to pick a side and be against the other side. The motto of this very country was united we stand and divided we fall, but we're seeing all the pieces fall into place with this Genesis mission where they are launching an innovative push to unleash this system at an accelerated rate. They're telling you what they're doing. They're going to build infrastructure. And I can't help but to take a look back at what happened when all these floods came across the United States and it washed Chimney Rock, North Carolina off the map. And these people were forced to leave their land and their homes. But I noticed something very interesting that these mining companies that are in Chimney Rock and all of these different places around this area, they are mining high purity quartz out of this ground. And a lot of these people weren't allowed to return back to their property because of the amount of destruction was there. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. I pay attention to what's going on. It's common sense, right? You can see what's happening. And a lot of us have seen what they're doing with geoengineering, and they're spraying these chemtrails day and night, and day in and day out. And there's even states in our country, like Tennessee and Florida, who have passed legislation to say that they don't want these things, these aerosol chemicals, sprayed over their states. So they've passed laws to try to stop this. But every time you see these large amounts of these chemtrails sprayed in the sky, you see extreme weather events, and that was going on right around the time when these floods started happening. But what's interesting is where they're mining these minerals, these high purity quartz stones out of the earth in this area where this flooding took place. If you go do some research on what it takes to produce these super chips and microchips that is used in this quantum computing, that is used to boost this system, to build this AI system, it's quartz. They have to have quartz to produce these super processors, these super chips that are used and necessary for quantum computing for this AI system to run properly. Now, I want to paint a picture here, and I need you to pay attention. And again, like I said, you better pray for discernment on this. But if you go and you look at what these people do in witchcraft, they go by these high purity stones like onyx and quartz and obsidian and all of these different things, and they're very expensive. But they set them around this pentagram where they draw on the floor and they channel these spirits, these ancient ones from the other side of the flood that we know have always been here. The Bible tells us that demons are loose on the earth. And before the flood, they were the Nephilim, the giants that were the offspring of the daughters of men and fallen angels. These people worship these deities and they do these rituals. So that's very interesting how they use these quartz and all of these different stones to channel this energy through this portal with these demons, right? They channel these spirits. Why is it that if Elon Musk is telling us with AI we're summoning the demon, why is it that they're using these same type of stones in these super chips, in this computing system for it to have such an intelligence? Have you ever went and looked up a video of them zooming in on a super chip or a microchip and just keep zooming in and zooming in? It looks as complex as a DNA structure, as a strand of DNA. And when I saw this, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that Satan is trying to make his own creation, right? The Genesis mission. It's his Genesis. He's creating his own kingdom. And the Bible says, for no marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So if these quartz and these crystals and these stones are needed to channel these spirits into witchcraft, and with AI, Elon Musk himself said we're summoning the demon, that means that they're attaching these same type of crystals into these super processors, into these computing systems, so that they can channel these demons through these systems so that you can interact with them and have a relationship with them and fellowship with them. And in doing so, the iron is mingling together with the seed of the miry clay. And it's a whole lot bigger than what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, with what they've done with immunizations and lipid nanoparticles and hydrogel and all of these things and luciferase and all these things they put in these injections that goes in as genetically modified mRNA, and it restructures the DNA of a man. Go do your own research. You don't have to believe me. This is not a conspiracy theory. These are the things that are happening real time. As we're living in a time where we see literal streets in our country being militarized in major cities. We're seeing this influx, right? Since 2008, they've been bringing in 15,000 illegal immigrants a day through Eagle Pass, Texas. They told us they were doing this. They were getting on buses, right? They were being shipped to different major cities. There were people taking their video cameras and going around and saying, where are you from and where are you going? And one guy says, I'm from Somali and I'm going to Chicago. And another guy was saying, hey, I'm from South Africa or West Africa or China or Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Iran, and we're going to New York. We're going here. These videos, everybody saw that, right? I mean, I'm sure it didn't take a genius to see this stuff circulating online, but there was one video in particular where a man had captured a guy on video crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, and he was a known terrorist from the Middle East. He walked up very boldly to this man with the camera, and he said, you may not know who I am right now, but very soon you will know who I am.
If you are smart enough, you will know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am. Very easy.
Wow, very easy.
And all of a sudden, we're starting to see all of these videos with ICE picking up people on the street, throwing them in a van, and driving away with them. How are you going to get 50 million people out of this country by driving around and grabbing one person at a time and throwing them in a van? You got to understand the size of an operation that it would take to move that kind of personnel into a nation, 15,000 people a day. All the ice in the land ain't fixing to carry those people out in minivans, ladies and gentlemen. This was a Trojan horse. We have been deceived into believing that people from these nations that are separated by water just somehow appeared in Mexico and hiked across our border. This was all planned to bring about chaos and destruction in this country. While the beast is setting up his Genesis mission, while the enemy is doing these things in our nation, they have you divided on so many different issues that you can't see the forest for the trees. If you don't believe that these people are inherently evil and communicating with Satan himself, and everybody says, oh, our government stands for God, you have a dollar bill that on the back of it, it says, In God We Trust, right next to a Luciferian symbol of a pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Lucifer at the top of it. When these people mention God, who do you think that they're talking about? You don't hear them shouting the name of Jesus, do you? Because the Bible says there is one name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved, and it is the name of Jesus Christ. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, and it is the man Christ Jesus. He is the only one. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Yet we have so many people deceived into thinking because somebody says, I believe in God, that they're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says there are gods many and lords many, but there is but one God who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he gave his only begotten Son so that whoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says that we must not believe every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it is of God. And every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that is that spirit of Antichrist. If you meet somebody who's bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, whether they be a political figure, whether they be a leader of a nation, it doesn't matter who they are from all walks of life. If they do not boldly proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are the spirit of Antichrist. Get that through your skull, because they call Lucifer God. They worship him as God. The Bible says that Satan himself will be transformed into an angel of light and declare himself to be God. He will claim to be Jesus Christ at some point when this system is set up. And the whole world will wonder after the beast and say, who is like unto the beast and who can make war with him? And many people will take the mark and bow down and worship the beast. This system is being set up. It's being created. And Satan is literally calling it his Genesis, his creation. Solomon said something very interesting in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1 and verse 9. And I'm going to read that here for you. It says, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. What you need to understand is that there's no new demons. There's no new fallen angels. There's no new principalities that we wrestle against, right? Because the Bible says in Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the things that have always been here. The same demons that afflicted your ancestors are the same demons that we wrestle against today. There's no new thing under the sun. Look at what I'm talking about here with quantum computing and AI and how they're using these high purity stones that have high conductivity to receive energy through them that's also used in witchcraft. And go back and look at what they just released about the Egyptian pyramids not too long ago. It was all over social media. It was all over the news that these men had taken this new sonar technology that uses sound to see images. And they looked into the Egyptian pyramids and they saw that there were pillars, right? There were shafts of marble and quartz and granite and all of these stones that are very dense in nature and they have high conductivity. And they were going 2,000 feet, over 2,000 feet into the earth. And they were saying that there might be cities at the base of these things. Why would they be doing that? Why would they have taken such time? And how is it that men were able to build such a structure when they didn't have equipment? The Bible tells me in those days there were giants on the earth, right? Doesn't it make sense that these people who worship these deities, they wouldn't just worship them because they wanted to worship them. They're doing it in exchange for this fallen angel technology. That's why every time you see a war like what's been going on in Gaza, and they're going on and bombing children and schools and hospitals just so they can get rid of a few terrorists, they're bombing a whole nation and killing women and children and all of these elderly people and citizens that are not even affiliated with an army in that nation, that is a ritual sacrifice. Doesn't it make sense that if you want something from the devil, you have to give him something in return? Guys, I know this sounds disturbing and it might sound far out there and some kind of a conspiracy theory, but you need to wake up and understand that it's all in our face. They call it sigil magic. They are magicians of the highest order. Go to the Church of Satan's website, right? The Satanic Temple's website, and look at the hierarchy. I'm not telling you to go look into Satanism or go join any kind of cult. I'm telling you that the Bible says that Jesus told us, he said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep amidst wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." That means you better know what your enemy is up to so that you know how to put on your armor and stand against it. But these people are magicians. They're putting it out there. Go look at these celebrities that tell you they've sold their soul to the devil. Well, if they've sold their soul to the devil for fame and fortune, what do they have to do in return? Well, they might go to these ditty parties where there are children and people of young ages, and they might perform sacrifices and sodomite rituals and orgies and all of these things that they do at these parties in exchange for that fame and fortune, because Satan wants you to perform a ritual in order to receive the power that he has to offer. Because in defiling your temple, right, where the Holy Spirit dwells, you are giving place to the enemy in your life. What did Satan tell Jesus in the desert after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights? He said, "Jesus, if you will bow down to me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth because they are mine to give." These people who are going in and doing all of this perversion and all of these things to these children in the celebrity world, in Hollywood, why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think that all of these elite figures around the world are on this Epstein list that's about to be released? Because they've been doing these sacrifices and these satanic rituals to draw closer to the devil. Do you understand that? And walking in faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, we fast, we resist temptation. We deny ourselves and we take up our cross and we follow him. How do you think that that works in the other direction? Are you blind to the fact that God said, "If you will draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you"? And you can't get rid of a demon out of your life, as Jesus said, without prayer and fasting. He said, "This kind go not out unless you pray and fast." You must pray and fast to resist these demons. So these people that desire to walk with the enemy, how is it, do you think, that they get closer to him so that they can manipulate that power so that they can utilize that power to bring forth the enemy's plan. They do defilement rituals and sodomite rituals. They live in homosexual lifestyles, men laying with men, burning in their lust one for another. This is the same thing that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you think that's a fairy tale, that is a real place that actually existed. And there are people that can go there today. You can find it on YouTube where they have went and found traces of brimstone. They find white stones that you can light on fire and it'll sit there and burn. These are the same things that Solomon was talking about when he said there's no new thing under the sun. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the coming of the Son of Man. The same thing they were doing then is going to be happening now, to a point to where God saw that the hearts of men were only continually evil. And that's what we're seeing being revealed, because, ladies and gentlemen, the King is coming. Jesus Christ is coming to judge the quick and the dead. Do you understand that today? You've been living your life all of this time in this reality that has been a lie. The whole time that since you've been born until you've gotten to now, the Bible tells us the only truth that we're ever going to hear in this life. And Jesus said Satan is a liar and the father of it. You need to wake up and understand that in this hour of revelation that we now live, the reason that this Epstein list is being released, they don't have a choice, because God is telling the devil, I'm going to let you have at my people. I'm going to loose you on the earth for an hour of tribulation. But when that happens, I'm going to pull back the curtain. I'm going to show them who you are and what you've been doing, and all the people who serve you are going to be exposed. How is it otherwise, do you think, that Satan would know that his time is up, right? Look at what they were saying in Hollywood recently with all of these celebrity figures that were out there signaling each other saying, time's up. Time's up. Research the Time's Up movement. They know. They know that the King is coming. They know that Jesus Christ is going to come on a white horse with a sword that proceeds out of his mouth to destroy all who oppose him. And the armies of heaven are following after him. And the enemy, in Revelation 19:19, John said, I beheld the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies ready to make war with him who sat upon the white horse. They are preparing for Armageddon. That's why they're talking about how we need to test nuclear weapons. We need to set up this Genesis mission and get the strongest system for AI that we can. And all of these scientists and all of these people are sounding the alarm, saying if we go this far down this rabbit hole with AI, it's going to destroy the humanity that we now know. This is happening in front of your face. A lot of people say, I don't want to hear all that. Just tell me the good news. Just tell me the gospel. Just preach to my itching ears. Just tell me what I want to hear, man. Just tell me about the blessings. Don't tell me about the negative. You need to understand something today. You know how I found out that God is real and Jesus is real? Is the Lord let me see how real the devil was. And when I realized how real and evil Satan himself is and how much evil's in this world, I said, it all makes sense. God has to be real. Everything this Bible says is truth, because the more you look, you are without excuse, right? The Bible says the secret and hidden things of God, the evidence is there in creation so that you're without excuse. But the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The reason that this Epstein list is coming out is because God's pulling back the curtain. He's revealing who these people are and what they've done to the innocent. Why do you think the Bible says that the kings of the earth and the chief captains and the mighty men will crawl into the caves and the caverns of the earth and cry out to the rocks and say, fall on us and hide us from the wrath of him who sits upon the throne, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? The wrath of the Lamb. And that is Jesus Christ, who comes to judge the quick and the dead. right? He judges in righteousness and makes war. They know he's coming. They know the king is coming. And Satan has great wrath because he knows he hath but a short time. He's rushing to set up this system, so much so that we see government signing executive orders to launch an acceleration of this innovative program to bring about this AI system, while everybody's saying, guess what, guys, when we do this, it's going to be the end of humanity as we know it. They're going to take over. It's going to control society, and it's going to destroy humanity. We're summoning the demon, and people are asleep to that fact. If they need to do these horrible, evil things to draw closer to the devil, what's the most evil thing that you could imagine that these people would do to get closer to Satan himself, right? Because we pray, fast, read our Bible, and resist temptation to draw closer to God so that he may give us eyes to see more clearly, ears to hear more clearly, right? To discern good and evil, right? We're on the strong meat of the word. We've had our senses exercised to discern both good and evil. But those who are on the milk are unskillful in the word, as it says in the book of Hebrews. But if we're doing those things to get closer to God, to put on our whole armor so that we could stand against the enemy, so that we can endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ, these people are doing evil. And the most evil I could think of is that they would have an island where they travel to in order to maintain their position of authority under Satan himself. And they do horrific, terrible things to children, right? Because they cause pain and suffering to the innocent. They cause pain and suffering to children through rape and murder and torture. They drink adrenalized blood. You think that's a fairy tale? You think that kind of evil doesn't exist in this world? You think that these people that are out here in Hollywood that are singing about demons, this guy that's singing about this 6-7 stuff, who's got interviews out where he's literally talking about how he sacrifices animals and he has these pentagrams and he does these defilement rituals where they draw closer to these demons, and he's singing the very songs that your children are running around singing into your homes, into their classrooms, and even the teachers are deceived into thinking that this is just a cool trend. I encourage you today to look into these things, right? It is the honor of kings to search out a matter, as the Bible says. The reason that these people promote this perversion and these demonic things is because they are sodomites. These are the people, right, that Jesus spoke of in the last days. He said, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. What's the name of the city that was destroyed for being the most evil that was remembered throughout history? It was Sodom. What is it that happens when a man and a man do something that goes against the natural order of God? It is sodomy. These people are sodomites. That's why they're doing these things to children. That's why they live in this community that promotes it as pride and love. Satan is taking something that God has created to show his love towards the earth, and he's perverted it and twisted it. And he even uses a symbol that God made as a covenant, his bow upon the earth, the rainbow, and he's twisted it into a symbol of perversion and sexual immorality. These people are children of disobedience. They are of their father, the devil. The Bible says that these people are vessels fitted for destruction. Paul talked about it. He said, I tell you now, even weeping, that there are some who are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose God is their belly, whose end is destruction, and their glory is in their shame. These are the people that walk amongst us that are fulfilling this agenda. Listen, guys, it's not that I'm telling you these things but so that you can go out and do something about it. This is going to happen. Jesus said, fear not, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We're seeing this system rise. We know that all things work together to the good of them who love God and who are called according to His purpose. These things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So prepare your hearts, put on your armor, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ today. Because if you're in a position where you don't believe in God in this moment of your life, and you're looking around and you've listened to the things that I've said up until this point, and you don't think that this is real, that this book is the real deal, and that everything the Bible says is going to happen is happening in front of your face, you are blind and ignorant to what is going on in this world. I want to read to you in 2 Timothy in chapter 3. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." I recently had a conversation with a man who struggles with homosexuality, and he told me that when he got saved, God didn't take his desire for that lifestyle away because He made him that way. God made him to be that way. But he just chooses to try to avoid living that lifestyle because we're all going to die in our sins. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in the last days people will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They will have their conscience seared with a hot iron. They will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. These people will have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. That's to say, well, I'm going to have to sin all my life anyway, so I might as well get as much of it as I can. I might as well just live in all the sin I could get in, because the Bible says I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You need to understand that the Bible says that there is a sin unto death and a sin not unto death. That means that the righteous man falls seven times and rises up. But God doesn't wink at ignorance. If you go over and say, well, I can do it once, I can do it 100 times, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 1 that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men. You have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ, that has paid for that unwilling sin that you slip into. Lord, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake today. I repent. I regret that. I've got remorse in my heart. I feel the conviction. Please help me not to do that again. There's a difference in that and saying, well, the Bible says I'm a sinner, so I'm going to go live however I want to. I'm going to go walk in this sin because I'm going to die in my sin. Just like the Bible tells me, that is a doctrine of devils. That is somebody who has the form of godliness, right? They believe, but they deny the power thereof. They're holding the truth in unrighteousness, right? Because that wrath is revealed from heaven against all those ungodly men and unrighteous men who hold that truth in unrighteousness. You're holding Jesus in a lifestyle and telling yourself it's okay for you to live in abomination and filth and in sin because Jesus paid for it. But it says on down in that chapter that because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to continue in those things, to do those things which are not convenient. I've talked about this before, but he said there will be men that lay with men and burn in their lust one after another and given up the natural use of the woman, and even the women gave up their natural use. But it says, knowing the judgment of God, that not only those who do these things are worthy of death, right? Not of the flesh, but of the soul. But those who also take pleasure in them that do them. What do you think it means to take pleasure in somebody who does unrighteousness? The Bible's saying that you're going to go to the same pit of hell that they are because you support that lifestyle. It means that you don't have to live in a homosexual lifestyle. You can march alongside them in the pride parade and openly promote that thing that the Bible says is an abomination, and you're going to get your ticket to hell just like they are. But it goes deeper than that. All you men out there in the church that think that because you don't live that lifestyle, you're good to go, taking pleasure in unrighteousness goes deeper than just living that lifestyle or supporting it. How about turning on adult film content on your phone or your computer when you think nobody's watching and you pleasure yourself while you take pleasure in them that are doing that unrighteousness, those demons that are manifesting through that fornication, and it was recorded so that you could watch it and come into agreement with it and allow it into your life. And not only do you do that, you take pleasure in that unrighteousness. You will inherit the recompense of your reward, which is meat. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, God is a just God. There are things in this world that He wants you to separate yourself from. There are things in this world that He needs you to come out from among them and be separate. The spirit of religion that leads people to hell. The abominations and the filth of sin that leads people to hell. I want to ask you a question today. If God was in the room with you, when you decided to commit that sin, if He was right there beside you, would you have done it? Would you have said that thing, that curse word, or that horrible thing about your brother, your sister, or your neighbor if God was standing there? Because He is. You may not see Him, but He's there, right? The Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit of the living God dwells within a man, so that tells me one of two things. Either you don't truly believe, like you say you do, that He's real and that you trust His word is real, or you believe that He's somehow just going to overlook that punishment for that thing that you did in His presence on the day of judgment. You don't believe that He's really going to judge you and that He's really going to hold you accountable for the things that you did on this earth. Because if you did, you would have understood that He's here, He's real, He dwells in you and walks in you, and He is your God, and you are His people, and that you should have denied yourself in that moment. Because there's so many people out there that are they have the form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. The fact that He's in the room with you every day, all day, right? He has fellowship with us. So what are we doing telling ourselves that it's okay for us to commit these abominations while He's in our presence? Jesus said, you don't have to commit adultery. You can just have lust in your heart for a woman and you've already committed it. What's that tell you? You need to be striving to enter in at that narrow gate, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way and few there be that find it. We must strive to push toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What are we doing walking around telling ourselves it's okay if I do that today? God's not going to mind. He's a merciful God. He's long-suffering, and Jesus paid for it anyway, so I might as well drink from the cup of the unrighteous. The Bible says that you cannot drink from the cup of devils and the cup of the Lord. You cannot partake of the table of demons and the Lord's table. You have to separate yourself from these things. We must redeem the time because the days are evil. Look at what's happening. The enemy has come out and said, I'm about to start my Genesis chapter in creating my kingdom, that fourth and final kingdom of iron and miry clay, and the beast system is rising and the people are ignorant to it. They sit and they scroll all day long, and they look at their phones and they don't pay attention to what's happening. I want to continue reading in 2 Timothy chapter 3. After it says they have the form of godliness but deny the power thereof, from such turn away, get away from these people. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning faith, Does that sound familiar? Well, we're going to die in sin anyway, and the Lord didn't really take that desire from me. That tells me that he hasn't ever been born again, because the Bible tells me that you will be transformed by the renewal of your mind in Christ. All things are passed away, and behold, are made new in Christ. But he said, these people have corrupt minds and are reprobates concerning the faith. And in verse 9 it says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. That means that God's going to let you see what these people are doing. Why do you think these people are being forced to release this Epstein list? And as it's about, they got less than a month to turn it loose. They got to sign the paperwork and let the world see what was going on Epstein's Island. And as that's happening, they're like, oh, we got to get some stuff going here. Let's get this Genesis mission going. Let's get these National Guard troops into these major cities, because chaos is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said there is an hour of tribulation that is coming to the earth. And they're coming for those who hold the testimony of Jesus Christ. All of you people out there that are believing in this false rapture doctrine, y'all saw how that worked out for you on TikTok a couple months ago, didn't you? You better read your Bible and study it to show yourself approved, a workman not needing to be ashamed before God, rightly dividing the word of truth. You think all these rapture people who had to delete their TikTok accounts ain't ashamed that they led all of those people to do all of those crazy things in this generation? God's revealing to us these evil ones so that we will also know, not only Satan knows that he's going to have great wrath because his time is short, but the children of God see the signs of what is to come, because Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 28, when you shall see all these things begin to come to pass, lift your head and look up and know that your redemption draweth nigh. It's time to get oil in your lamps, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to draw nigh to God physically and spiritually. Present yourself holy, a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Read your Bible every single day. Study. Pray without ceasing. Fast. Deny your flesh so that you can get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read on here in 2 Timothy, it says, but thou, in verse 10, it says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You don't believe that your Bible says that? Head on over to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and go to verse 12 and read along with me. I will read it again. He said, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Do you understand what he's saying there? All scripture. This Bible was created. It was given to us as a gift by the living God. It is his living word to keep us on that narrow path. Thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. What are we doing going around walking in sin, thinking that God's not right there in the room with us? Wake up and understand that chaos and strife and persecution is coming, and the enemy has to tell you that it's coming, and you refuse to see it because you've got your head buried in the sand. The book of Ezekiel chapter 33 says something so interesting, and I want to read it to you. Ezekiel said again, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. You need to understand that wisdom is hearing what the scripture says and understanding that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you've been called to walk worthy of the vocation and that gift and that anointing that God has given you, to whom much is given, much is required. And if you read this scripture and know that if you're bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus, you are a watchman in this generation. You've been called to a chosen generation and a royal priesthood to lift up your voice like a trumpet, to cry aloud and spare not and warn the people that the sword is coming. Jesus is coming. The King is coming. Get ready. Get oil in your lamp. Trim your wick and be ready. Come out of iniquity. It's time to walk in truth and worship in spirit and in truth, because I am a watchman and I'm here to tell you that I'm not going to have your blood on my hands. If you don't want to hear it, that's fine. You will be taken away in your iniquity. But Jesus said, think not that I'm come to bring peace on the earth. I'm bringing a sword. And Jesus Christ is that sword that's coming upon the earth to judge the quick and the dead, to make war and judge in righteousness. You see, if the watchman doesn't sound the alarm and people are taken in their iniquities because they weren't told that Jesus was coming and they die in their sins, the watchman is going to have blood on his hands. All you preachers and pastors out there that are preaching a lukewarm message of all of this nonsense, this unsound doctrine that doesn't line up and rightly divide with the word of truth, you're going to have blood on your hands. I'm telling you this today because I don't want your blood on my hands. If you can hear the sound of my voice, you've been warned that the sword, which is Jesus Christ, is coming upon the land to judge all who dwell upon the earth, the quick and the dead. That's the living and the dead. And I don't want you to die in your sins. Just like this man who told me he was going to die in his sins and he could still praise and worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing was going to happen to him because he was born in sin and Jesus made him gay and all of this nonsense. Wake up and understand that that is not God's plan for your life. That is not the way that he has for you to live. It breaks my heart to see that there are so many people that are going to enter in at the broad gate that leads to destruction. So you need to see here in Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 7, he says, So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. And that is the body of Christ. It's not a political nation. It's all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been grafted into this bloodline of the root of the offspring of David, which is Jesus Christ. Get this political nonsense out of your head and understand that there is one seed that the promise was made to, and that seed is Jesus Christ. When that promise was made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it was made to his seed, which is not a political nation or a government. It is the seed of Jesus Christ, which is manifested and fulfilled in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. And he said, Thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. It's time for the people of God to stand up and sound the alarm, to blow the trumpet, to cry aloud and spare not. Don't worry about hurting these people's feelings. If it cuts them to the bone, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's time for the people of God to warn the people, because we see the sword coming, because we see that Satan is setting up his kingdom on this earth. He's creating his Genesis mission to set up the beast system that will deceive the nations, and he will cause all small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to not be able to buy or sell unless he has a mark on his right hand or his forehead. Do you understand that this Bible is truth? Look at what it says here. Reading on in Ezekiel 33 and verse 9, he said, "Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul." You need to ask yourself a question. And this is the most important thing you're ever going to ask yourself besides, do I believe in Jesus Christ and have I been bought and paid for by his blood? When I get to the kingdom of heaven, when I stand at the gates and the book of life is opened, And the dead, small and great, are being judged out of the things written in that book according to their works, how many people are going to stand before God with a testimony that you helped lead them there? Will you have one? Will you have two? Will you have any? Because that is the fruit that we're here to bring forth. It's not just to be nice and buy somebody dinner. It's not just to say somebody, tell somebody you love them. It's to show the love of Christ and to be a witness to all nations, to be a beacon of light, a fisher of men, a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid, and the light of the world and the salt of the earth. This word have we written on the tables of our heart to call to remembrance, to bring forth fruit for the kingdom of God. We've been lulled to sleep into this lukewarm religion to think that we can just go to church on Sunday and save ourselves. It is a lifestyle. We put on the armor. We march forward to the man who was hung on the cross and died for the sins of the world to be a witness for him that if you don't submit to his will, you will burn in hell for eternity. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's not going to be any second chances at the gates. That's why we're given the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise virgins and the 5 foolish virgins. The 5 wise virgins had oil in their lamp. They turned from their sins. They repented and didn't return back to those sins as the dog returns to its vomit. But the foolish virgins, they returned to those sins and they burnt the oil out of their lamp. And they told themselves, "It's okay, I love the Lord." And when the Lord came, the foolish virgins said to the wise virgins, "Give us some of your oil so we too can be caught up with the Lord. We love him. We want to be with him." And they said, "No, you need to go get your own, lest there not be enough for us." So they went to the market and they bought some. They thought, "Well, Jesus will wait on us. We'll go buy some oil. We'll light our lamps and he'll see us too." But what does it say? When they came back, it was too late. The door was closed. And Jesus said, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. You lived your life feeding your flesh and not your spirit. You have no place in my kingdom. Now I am going to take pleasure in casting you alive into the lake of fire that burns for eternity, where the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever because you spent your life squandering the blood of Jesus, which was the very oil that you should have kept in your lamp." You think this is a game, ladies and gentlemen? This Old Testament that's telling us right here in Ezekiel that if the watchmen don't sound the alarm and people die in their sins and their iniquity, the blood will God require at the watchman's hand? I'm trying to tell as many people, I don't care if you think I'm crazy. You can think I'm crazy. You can call me a religious fanatic, whatever. I know it's real. I'm not fixing to have nobody's blood on my hands. There may be people that I don't reach out of disobedience, and I may fall short every day, but I'm going to make sure that I use every ounce of my platform to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. There are people that say, "Well, you've done this, and you've done this, and you're a part of this." One thing you won't find is me not telling people that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him, and everything in this Bible is truth, and the devil is real and alive and loose on this earth, and the restrainer is about to be moved out of his place, which is Michael the archangel, and Satan is going to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and we see him setting up this system right now. I'm here to tell you today that I didn't bring this message to put fear in your heart, but if it brings the fear of the Lord into your heart, then hallelujah, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You're going to have fear of God to understand that you shouldn't fear him who can destroy the body and not the soul, but fear him who can destroy the body and soul in hell. That's God. We're not given the spirit of fear, right? But of power and of love and of a sound mind. We're more than conquerors through him who loves us, through the Lord Jesus Christ, but we must turn from these things that are not of God. Sin is such a slippery thing. It's such a seductive and enticing thing to just, I just want to get close to it. Your flesh does not care how much you sin because it knows it's not going with your soul when it leaves this body. That's why the Bible says the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another. If there's anything in your life that you know that is in contrast to this word that separates you from God, I'm going to tell you today, you need to get rid of it immediately. Even if you don't know how to put it down, pray and beg the Lord to take it from you. Pray and beg the Lord to take everything from you that is going to cause you problems on the day of judgment. We need our whole heart to seek him in this hour. We need to seek him with our whole heart so that we can find him, because the Bible tells me to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. This message is an emergency. You understand that? The King is coming, the one who judges in righteousness and makes war. You do not want to be set amongst the goats when he separates the sheep from the goats. And we're seeing that separation happen right now. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare your house. Prepare your heart for the things that are coming upon the earth. Do not believe what men tell you. Study the word of God and pray for discernment in this hour. Jesus said, "All who are heavy laden and burdened, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Come and see what I have for you. I came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Why would you want to live in the things that lead to death?" The Bible says, "If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Guys, I bring you this message with urgency because time is getting short. We're seeing the devil out in the open, setting up his plan. I know the things that I've told you seem crazy, but these are things that were spiritually discerned. Pray for discernment on these things and do your own research. I don't know how much time we have left, and I'm not trying to be the professor of doom, but you better get your house in order. And you better ask the Lord to remove everything from you that would be wicked or sinful, that would cause you problems at the kingdom of heaven, at the gates on the day of judgment, because everybody's going to be held to account for the things that they brought forth on this earth. Remember, we're saved by grace through faith and not by works. Jesus paid the price, but we will be judged according to our works. How many people's going to be in the kingdom of heaven because of your works on this earth? Did you take part in sowing that seed or watering that seed or bringing forth the increase, the harvest? The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So we should pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into this harvest. Now is the time to draw nigh to God. Now is the time to come out of unrighteousness. Pray for this man that I mentioned that said that he can just go live that lifestyle and still believe in Jesus because he genuinely believes it. He's been given over to a reprobate mind, right? To just continue in it and think that he's okay. Guys, there's some interesting things happening in this nation with this New York mayor that promotes Islam and saying all these crazy things about the pride. He's going to increase all that stuff. And there's a lot of people talking about how Sharia law sure does look like it's made it into the coast of the United States of America. You can go and look at these images where it shows what it looks like for a Muslim to be in a Christian nation, and then go right under it and look at what it looks like for a Christian to be in a Muslim nation. And you can see very clearly what kind of fruit is on this tree, because it is not a religion of peace. They say that you must kill the infidel. Those who believe in Jesus, they want to remove their heads. So I want to pray for you guys. If you haven't had a chance, go to the Tyler Wood Encounter. We've got some new stuff on there. We've got these shirts available. I wanted to create these shirts for people to wear. It also helps what we do here, but you can go there. You can buy these shirts. It helps you to walk in boldness. When you walk around and you've got a Bible scripture on your back and the cross of Christ and a bold statement that says you've been redeemed. We have a few different styles. We're going to have a new one up next week. We appreciate each and every one of you guys that have taken the time to go and to purchase these shirts. We're super thankful for you guys. Thank you for the comments that you've made. I want to go to prayer right now for a prayer of protection, discernment, and for repentance. We need repentance in this nation, right? Because the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, if you'll repent, turn from your wicked ways, right? He's going to heal your land, but and he'll forgive us. But if we don't do that, we're walking around deceiving our own selves. So let's go to prayer right now. And I ask that you'd pray in agreement with me for this nation, that people would open their eyes in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus to give you thanks, honor, and glory in all things. And my brothers and sisters in Christ who are here, and maybe those who are not believers yet that can hear my voice, that have decided to follow you, Lord Jesus, to come into the harvest as laborers, to bring forth fruit, Father, we stand in agreement that this nation would come back to you, Lord, that we would have repentance in the hearts of the men and women who dwell here, that we ask that you would put your hand against the darkness that's coming upon this place and set your true hedge of protection around your children who follow you, Lord. We know that your word says that my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow you. Father, today we follow you, Lord, no matter where it takes us, because we trust you with all of our heart, because the just shall live by faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. I pray that you would help each and every one of us to put on your whole armor so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and this sin and iniquity that has crept into our lives, Father. We pray today in the name of Jesus that you would help remove every seed, every root of bitterness that has sprang up in our hearts, Lord, whether it be unforgiveness, whether it be lust, any sin, Lord, we pray that you would remove it from us, that it may not cause us problems on the day of judgment, Lord, that we may be found faithful in your presence to inherit your kingdom. Lord, use us today to be sent forth as beacons of light and fishers of men, that we may reach a hand out into the pit and say, take my hand before it's too late. Take my hand while there's still time. Let me pull you out of this pit so that you can walk up to the gates of heaven beside me and say, Lord, I know you. I know you and you know me, Lord. We ask these things today in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, that you would use us to help these people come out of darkness. Let us be watchmen on the wall and sound the alarm that the sword is coming, that the king is coming, and everybody is going to see him, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, use us to help these people to open their eyes and draw nigh to you today. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that you deserve. And we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and was and is to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. I know these are longer messages that you may be used to hearing, but I'm so thankful, because if you made it this far, I promise you, God is doing an incredible work in your life. He is going to use you in ways that you cannot imagine, but we must walk by faith and not by sight. I ask that you would share this message. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, wherever you're watching it, share it. Every platform, it's available for podcasts. The video versions where you can watch the actual video is on Spotify and YouTube. We're going to be transitioning to putting the video on Apple Podcast very soon. Thank you for taking the time to pray with me. I ask that you would pray for me. I'm going to continue to pray for you. Thank you guys in the comments. I'm praying for y'all. Keep edifying each other. Keep looking up. Fight the good fight and keep the faith. I love y'all so much. God bless y'all tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of the world.